Spotlight. This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on the first phase of voting in the Bihar Assembly elections. The participants are Faizan Ahmed, political analyst, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor.
The first phase of assembly elections in Bihar was held today. At stake are 121 seats across 18 districts, where the fate of 1,314 candidates will be decided by over 3 crore 75 lakh voters. Political analyst Faizan Ahmed now joins me in Akashwani's Spotlight program to talk at length about this phase. Mr. Ahmed, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Anubha.
And let me also share with our listeners that our correspondents from across Bihar will be joining us in this program. Saklain Akhtar will join us from Vaishali. Anupam Mishra will be giving us a report from Lakhisarai and Munger, while Dharmendra Rai will have a report from Patna. Mr. Ahmed, what are the main issues that dominated the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections?
Well, you see, this is the assembly election, so the issues of public issues change from constituency to constituency. But by and large, migration of poor laborers to other states, as well as this underdevelopment of Bihar, particularly in industrial sector, that is the main issues almost in every constituencies.
Akashwani's Patna correspondent Dharmendra Rai has sent us this report about the first phase of assembly elections in Bihar.
Today, the voters showed great enthusiasm for casting their votes. Today, the electoral fate of 57 Janata Dal United candidates from the NDA has been sealed in the EVMs. The fate of 48 BJP and 14 Lok Jan Shakti Party R candidates has been also locked by the voters through their votes. On the other hand, from the Mahagathbandhan, 73 Rashtriya Janata Dal candidates and 24 Four Congress candidates were in the fray. Among the seven party Mahagathbandhans, CPIML had fielded its candidates on 14 seats. In the 2020 assembly election, out of 121 seats, 23 were won by Janata Dal United and 32 by BJP. Lok Jan Shakti Party had won one seat. On the other hand, the Rashtriya Janata Dal had won 42 seats, while its ally Congress had secured 4 seats. In today's polling, the electoral fate of several prominent candidates was sealed in the EVMs. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Tejasvi Yadav or the RJD, or let me say the Mahagathbandhan, has promised one job per family, which approximately works out to be 1.3 crore jobs. While the ruling alliance, that is the NDA, has promised 1 crore jobs, and it says it will empower women and create 1 crore women lakhpatis. So this clearly shows that both coalitions are targeting the two major vote blocks, that is the women and the youth. And it's these two vote blocks are very crucial to win the battle for Bihar.
You are right. You see, both the alliances are focusing on the votes of to lure the votes of women as well as the youth. You see, it is generally believed that the women voters support Nitish Kumar government because of various work government did for them. And also, as you mentioned about this RJD's promise of one job to one person in each family.
Yes.
You see, this comes to more than 2 crore jobs.
All right.
Not 1.3, it is more than 2 crore jobs. And it seems to be not very practical to provide job to each family, because that will be a big burden on this Bihar's budget. You see, Bihar's budget is right now is 3.7 lakh crore. And if this only this promise is implemented, it will come around some 8 lakh crore rupees. So from where this money will come?
So what is at stake for the two major coalitions, the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan? Because NDA has been, or rather Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has been in power now for a very long time. He's the longest serving Chief Minister of Bihar, whereas Mahagathbandhan has been out of power for a very long time. So what is at stake for both these coalitions?
You see, the stakes of both these alliances is quite high. For example, this I will say this Mahagathbandhan or Giren alliance, it wants to ensure the fall of this 20 years old government,
yes,
led by Nitish Kumar, And on the other hand, the BJP, which is the major party on this NDA, it wants to retain power and also expand its own base in Bihar with its own chief minister.
Right. Akashwani correspondent Sakleen Akhtar has sent this report from Vaishali.
Polling in all 8 assembly constituencies of Vaishali district concluded peacefully. As per the data released by the Election Commission, Vaishali district recorded a voter turnout of 59.45% till 5 p.m. Among all constituencies in Vaishali, Patepur registered the highest voters turnout at 67.23%, while Rajapakar saw the lowest at 52.09%. Throughout the day, enthusiasm among voters was clearly visible. At several polling stations, people had lined up even before the start of polling in the morning. Voters across all age groups, especially women voters, participated in this festival of democracy with great zeal. If we talk about the assembly segments in the district, Raghopur remained the most high-profile seat in this first phase. In Raghopur, RJD's senior leader and Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav is contesting from here. This seat is a stronghold of Lalu Prasad's family since 1995. The Mahua constituency has also drawn attention as RJD chief Lalu Prasad's elder son Tej Pratap Yadav is contesting from his party Janashakti Janata Dal. Similarly, eyes are on Mahnar assembly seat where JDU state president Umesh Singh Kushwaha is in the fray. In the last assembly elections, the BJP had won 3 seats, RJD won 3, while the Congress and Janata Dal United secured 1 seat each from Vaishali district. Voting will take place on 14th of this month. Sakleen Akhtar, Akashwani News, Patna.
Now, among the constituencies that went to poll today are Raghopur and Mahua, from where both the sons of RJD Supremo, Lalu Yadav, are contesting. Tejaswi Yadav is contesting from Raghopur and Tej Pratap is contesting from Mahua. Now, the interesting and significant fact here is that while Tejaswi is contesting as an RJD candidate, his elder brother Tej Pratap is contesting as a candidate of Jan Shakti Janata Dal, which is a party that he launched a couple of months ago after being expelled from the RJD. So I have two questions for you here. The first one is, will the internal strife in RJD's first family, so to speak, affect its loyal voter base? And the second question is this a fight for laying a claim to their father's political legacy?
Tejaswi Yadav is the real heir of Lalu family, or you can say the first family, and that is the reason he is the all-powerful leader of RJD, and that is why he has been projected as the chief ministerial face. While Tej Pratap, after being expelled from not only from the party but also from the family, he launched his own party. And, he has fielded a few candidates also, but you see, it is Mahua. He's contesting from Mahua. Once he was an MLA from Mahua in 2015. He was elected in 2015 from Mahua. But then he, in 2020, he changed his constituency to Hasanpur. But this time again, he has come back to Mahua. It is said that he can win only when the core voter and the loyalists of RJD and Lalu Yadav decide to support him. Only then he can win. Otherwise, he cannot win.
So, you don't think that Tej Pratap Yadav forming a different party is going to make any impact on the voter base or of the RJD per se?
Yes, that's right. That's right. He or his party is not going to create any impact for itself or damage the prospects of RJD in any constituency. He may win from Mahua, but as I said earlier, that it depends if RJD supporters and Lalu loyalists will decide to support.
And how important is the election for Tejaswi Yadav? Because as we just said, and you just said, that he's the chief ministerial face of the Grand Alliance. So how important it is for him? Because he's seeking a third term from Raghopur.
Yes, he's seeking third term from Raghopur. And there's quite, I will say, a big interest among the people in Raghopur, because now they understand that once elected and RJD for, say, Mahagathbandhan form the government, his representative will be the chief minister. So that is why he is going to win hands down from Raghopur. Although the BJP candidate there, he is also trying his best. But since he has got the tag of the the next chief minister of Bihar,
right.
He is getting a good support from the people.
Our correspondent Anupam Mishra covered Lakhisarai and Munger today in the first phase. Let's listen into this report sent by him.
The voting for 121 seats in the first phase of Bihar Assembly polls concluded at 6 in the evening. However, due to security considerations, polling time was curtailed to 5 p.m. in Simri Bakhtiarpur, Mahishi, Tarapur, Munger, Jamalpur and 56 polling booths of the Suryagadha Assembly constituency. Bearing some small incidents, the polling remained peaceful. We saw immense enthusiasm among voters, especially the women and the youth. In Tarapur Assembly constituency of Munger district, 58.33% voting was recorded till 5 p.m. BJP candidate Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary is facing Arun Kumar of RJD, Rahul Singh of AAP, Santosh Singh of Jan Suraj. Lakhisarai district has recorded 62.76% voting. BJP candidate and Bihar's Deputy Chief Minister Bijay Kumar Sinha is facing Amresh Kumar of Congress, Prabal Kumar of BSP, Suraj Kumar of Jan Suraj. Over 3.75 crore voters have decided the fate of 1,314 candidates and have sealed it in the electronic voting machines, EVMs. The second phase of the polling will be held on Tuesday, 11th of this month, and counting will be done on 14th November. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Patna.
I want to ask you a question now about the election commission arrangements that the ECI has made for voting in Bihar today as well as in the next phase, which is going to be on the 11th. What do you think of the arrangements that have been made?
Yeah, I will say the election commission and the local admission has made very, very good arrangements for the voters. And we can say that in some cases, we can say that this election commission and administration are treating the voters as their guests. They have rolled out carpets for them. They have made ramps for the elderly voters who will come by this wheelchair. And there are also a number of pink booths.
Mm-hmm.
So pink polling stations have been made on exclusively for the women voter, where everything is managed. The election process as well as the security thing, everything is managed by women. And this is a very good experiment. So the election commission has also realized that women in Bihar are coming out in
right.
good number to exercise their voting rights. So they have made a very good arrangement for them. Now, mobile phone is in hands of everybody.
Right.
So where you will put your mobile phone? So they have also made arrangement to keep your mobile safe, go to vote and then come back and take your mobile phone.
What about the first time voters? Because it's a sizable population which will be voting for the first time in Bihar in their life, in these elections. How important are these elections for them and what would be their priorities?
The number of first time voters is around 14 lakh. I mean, 14 lakh new voters have been included who went to vote today and they will vote on 11th also. And can see a quite good excitement among them. The number one excitement is that they are going to exercise their franchise for the first time. And also they feel that if their representative is elected as an MLA, he can expect a good delivery from him in regard to this job opportunities, creation of job opportunities,
yes.
new employment avenues and this industrialization of Bihar. So they have a large expectation, a good expectation from the new MLA as well as the government, which will be formed after 14th of this month.
Mr. Faizan Ahmed, thank you so much for joining us in Akashwani's Spotlight program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
You were listening to a discussion on the first phase of voting in the Bihar Assembly elections. The participants were Faizan Ahmed, political analyst, and Anubha Ruhatgi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on your mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.